Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, although the love was so strong.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. When you get a chance, I hope you check out my website at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got a lot of things there that will help you, including the things that Keita Spock and I have talked about concerning happiness. She's become our happiness coach here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Keita's book is available wherever books are sold. It's called Tipping Point to Happiness. Keita, tell us a little bit about your book and how we can find you guys.
All right. Well, Tipping Point to Happiness is a little book with a big message, Jim. It's a seven-step primer as to how to get happy. Very, very easy to read, but it has some big, profound messages so that everyone can take their time through it. You can find Tipping Point to Happiness at tippingpointtohappiness.com. So basically spell out the words all in long form, tippingpointtohappiness.com.
All right.
And there you'll find us and how to get the book.
Check it out. And co-authored by Monique McKinnon.
That's right. She's a good friend and colleague of mine.
Keita, one of the things that I know, you're getting ready to run a marathon.
Yeah,
on
I
Sunday,
sure am. This Sunday.
You're going to run a marathon. And of course, my first thought was, I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking? And but this is not your first one. This is going to be at least your third or fourth one. You think that there is a direct connection between exercise, physical exertion, and happiness, don't you?
I sure do.
Why do you make that connection?
All right. Well, first of all, in my case, being outside, and one knows that getting outside in nature is almost like having a balm, like having something that is relaxing and soothing to oneself, so that any of you who need a time out, even from the office work, go take a walk during the lunch hour. Not only is it good physical exercise, but it also gets you in tune with the outdoors. And the outdoors really do give you that sense of ease and that sense of sanctuary that some of us need and are seeking. The other thing to physical activity, and this is vigorous physical activity, it's a known physical fact that your brain releases endorphins, which are happiness hormones, if you like, within the brain system that allow you to feel good when you're exercising hard.
Is that the same stuff that happens when I eat a Toll House cookie?
Probably.
Is it something like that? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, endorphins are natural highs in the body system. And when you do physical activity and you're really working out vigorously, you release these. It's almost as if they're a type of drug. That's why they call runners who are running who have a runner's high. This high is actually the release of these endorphins, and that's what makes people feel good during the exercise and obviously thereafter.
You know, I used to be a runner. I'm not a runner anymore. I have a knee that says no more running, but through the running in the past over the years, cycling, you know, it's amazing how you have different times where you go from being exhausted to having all kinds of energy after feeling like you're exhausted. It's so interesting how the body releases these things, and it does give you almost a sense of euphoria, don't you?
Yes, you do. And the other aspect to this, all of this, and especially for those of you who are looking to enhance, you know, your beauty routine.
As I often do.
Yeah. If you are releasing endorphins, if you are also sweating, you're releasing toxins from the body. And this is a natural way. This is nature's way of making your system better and, of course, making you not only feel good but also look good.
You know, Keita, another thing is so many times in a day or a week, month, maybe even a year, small business owners really feel defeated a lot. I mean, there are a lot of things that happen to us that, that make us feel like, you know, that we just have times when we say, you know, why can't I win? Why do I keep having butted my head up? Why don't I have more cash? Why don't I have more sales, et cetera, et cetera? And they're working hard. They're doing everything they can. It's just sometimes, some days, some weeks, it's tougher than others. And
absolutely,
the good thing about exercise is you can accomplish something. When you finish exercising, you can win. You can accomplish something. It gives you a sense of accomplishment when you do that. And I think that's that's a good way to, back to, you know, the what I said earlier about recognizing your blessings, being thankful for what you have. You know, sometimes maybe you don't need to, you don't have to win at a sale, making a sale today. Maybe you just need to accomplish something, and exercise could be that, that thing. What do you think?
I think so. I think the aspect of finding satisfaction in one's personal life and professional life can be done in various arenas. One in the, as you say, in your work life, but also obviously off the work life, mm-hmm, and in your leisure time. The other aspect to this, Jim, that I think we could go a little
further in terms of the
business work situation, is when you exercise and you deliberately discipline yourself to fit it into your schedule,
right,
you are also enhancing your overall schedule for your work life.
Right.
In other words, you are increasing your work ethic or regimenting yourself so that you are disciplined to
right
do the things you need to do to be successful.
Keita, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Good job today. Well done. Keita Szpak, ladies and gentlemen. S-Z-P-A-K. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.